Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina. Just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor to where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Sister A.Z. Hubbard and the Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning drive-in service, which we try to have monthly in order to be able to minister to those who are still uneasy about attending church publicly. So you may hear some engines running or some horns blowing. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you are blessed of God and you may be blessed by these services. Now here's the message, Rosh Hashanah, on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Hallelujah, somebody praise the Lord.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Look at what a beautiful crowd we have on this Labor Day weekend.
Amen.
I was not expecting a crowd like this on Labor Day weekend, let me tell you. If you can come to church on Labor Day weekend like this, you love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. This Labor Day weekend, this weekend, is also another very special holiday that I'm going to talk about in just a moment. But I'm going to be reading from Mark 13 and 30 this morning. Mason ain't going to have it on the screen.
Why not?
Because there ain't no screen today.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Even outside, I can't preach with shoes on. I'm going to reading from Mark 13 and 30. Mark 13 and 30 says, "Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is, for the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, you know not when the master of the house cometh, or even at midnight, or the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." Would you stretch your hands towards me this morning and pray for me? My Father God, I come before your throne of grace, dear Lord, seeking your divine power, your divine anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and your divine unction to be placed upon me today, dear God, that I would bring forth this word today in a way that would bless this congregation, that would bless those who are watching by live stream and listening by radio. Dear God, I ask your touch to be upon us. Father, I bless your name and I praise you, O God, for your love and grace and mercy, for the fact that you've written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, I ask your blessing to be upon this word today, that it go forward in a way that would lift up and magnify the name of Jesus and would glorify all those, dear God, all of heaven, and glorify your name, dear God. And let everyone under the sound of my breath, my voice, be blessed and nourished in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. Everybody said, amen. Thank you so much. You can be seated. I got that, Mason. I was being facetious. I'm going to be having a difficult time today. For some particular reason, this weekend, my ADHD has kicked in full blast and hard and hardcore. I can barely talk. But a number of years back in the 80s, I was at a camp meeting, the Church of God camp meeting in Eastern North Carolina over here at Kinley. And while I was there, they had the general overseer of the Church of God come and preach. His name was E.C. Thomas. And you know, the general overseer, his main concern is the General Assembly. Because that's like the biggest revival in the Church of God. That's where all the preachers go every 2 years to have church together for 7 days and to discuss the business of the church. And that's his main focus. That's just like the state overseer's main focus is camp meeting and midwinter prayer conference. And most pastors' main focus is Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Brother E.C. Thomas, being the general overseer, his main focus being the General Assembly, he stood up and was talking about the General Assembly, wanting everybody to go. And he said, and I told the Lord, he had a really deep and raspy voice. He said, I told the Lord, wouldn't it be appropriate that Jesus would come back at the end of the General Assembly this year? I kind of laughed. And I thought to myself, I wonder if Jesus places as much emphasis on the General Assembly as this guy does. I wonder if Jesus is saying, hey God, you know it'd be a good idea to go ahead and let's just end that General Assembly by me coming back. I don't know whether the Lord would say that or not. But you know what my Bible tells me in Matthew 24 and 42? It says, watch ye therefore, for you know not the hour your Lord doth come. Now, I got in trouble one time because there was a big stir going on in all the world because the Mayan calendar was going to run out on 12/21/12. And everybody thought that just because the Mayan calendar had run out on 12/21/12, that meant the end of the world was coming, that Jesus was coming back. Well, I took advantage of the situation and I preached a message about what if Jesus come back on 12/21/12. And one man heard me preach that message and he thought for the world that I said, Jesus is coming back on December 21st, 2012. Now, I ain't got a whole lot of wits about me today, but I'd be smart enough not to proclaim the day or the hour that Jesus was coming back. I got that much sense. Now that fella, he don't even go to church anymore because of that one thing I said and Jesus didn't come back. He just misunderstood me. But tomorrow starts a very special day. One of the seven feasts of Israel is starting tomorrow at dark. There are seven feasts of Israel. The first feast is the Shabbat or the Sabbath. The second feast is the Feast of Peshach or Passover. And then the Feast of First Fruits. Then the Feast of Weeks or Shavuot, which is also the Feast of Pentecost. Then the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah. The Feast of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And the Feast of Tabernacles called Sukkot. Tomorrow at dusk, the Jewish nation will be celebrating the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah 21. Rosh Hashanah this year. Now the thing, I'm gonna get into this, I'm gonna be bouncing back and forth. The thing about Rosh Hashanah is it's called the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets, there's a bunch of Bible scholars that will tell you that they believe that the rapture will occur on Rosh Hashanah. Well, Pastor, you can't tell, no man knows the day or the hour. You wanna know what the funny thing is about Rosh Hashanah? There's no set hour for it to start. It don't run one particular day. It actually spans over part of 3 days. But it's one particular day in particular in the middle. It starts at dark tomorrow night, and then 3 days later it ends at dark. And that right there would let you know that that's not a particular day or hour. Pastor, are you saying Jesus is coming back on Rosh Hashanah? I'm not going to say that. The celebration of Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Jewish high holy days and sparks a 10-day, the 10 days of awe. It's a celebration of the new year. A time when Jewish people spend time reflecting on their lives and they take the opportunity to repent before the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is called the Feast of a Trumpet, and it lasts approximately 2 days, but it spread out over three. There was a preacher one time, and he planned on preaching on the rapture, and he had a trumpet player in his congregation, and he bought him a shofar horn. And this preacher made a deal with that guy, and he said, when I get to this certain part of my message, I want you to throw the breaker, kill all the lights in the house, and I want you to blow that shofar horn real loud at the back of the church. Can you imagine how many heart attacks would have took place at the end of that service? Can you imagine how hard it would have been for folks when the lights went out and they heard a shofar horn blow? You know what folks would have thought. Oh, Lord, it's the rapture right here. It's taking place. Now, I'm making fun. I'm talking about it a little bit. I'm joking about it. But when that day comes, it ain't going to be no joke. When that day comes, it's not going to be a laughing matter for anybody. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a whole lot of surprised people that are not going to be surprised like a birthday party. They're going to be surprised and crying in tears. Because it's going to be a day that they are terrified because of what's taking place. Rosh Hashanah will occur over a span of 3 days. And a lot of these Bible scholars believe that the rapture or harpazo will take place on Rosh Hashanah. You notice I said a lot of them believe it. But they said that they believe that the rapture will take place on Rosh Hashanah because it is the Feast of Trumpets. And you know what the scripture says about the last trump? It's talking when they're talking about the rapture, when it's talking about the great calling away, it says at the last trump. Pastor, you trying to tell us that the rapture is going to happen tomorrow? I'm going to tell you what I am saying. It could happen today. It could happen next week. Could it happen tomorrow? Yes. Now, no man knoweth the day or the hour. The dates of the Rosh Hashanah are very fluid. They're very fluid. There's no particular set time to start, no particular set time to end. No man knows that day or hour. But tomorrow at dusk, Rosh Hashanah begins. Now I have been believing that the rapture is imminent. For the past year and a half, I have been believing that it was coming. Especially when I look at the news and I see all the things, all the prophecies that are being fulfilled, when I look at the news and I see that, I think to myself, the rapture could be any day. But this week, the Lord was speaking to my heart and He said, you know what comes Monday? Rosh Hashanah. And He reminded me that Rosh Hashanah was the Feast of Trumpets. And I've been believing that the prophecies are fulfilled. I've been believing that we can see it at any moment because everything's at the place that it should be for the Lord to come back. And then all of a sudden I realized, I thought to myself, it's so close. Everything's happening. Everything's the way it's supposed to be. Then I realized, Rosh Hashanah. And then I thought about E.C. Thomas at the end of the General Assembly saying, wouldn't it be great if the Lord would end the General Assembly by coming back? Now, I don't want to be so presumptuous as that general overseer, but wouldn't it just fit like a glove? Wouldn't it just fit the prophecies of the scripture so perfectly for the rapture to happen on the Feast of Trumpets after all of these prophecies have already been fulfilled? You know what it says to me? It says to me, watch ye therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. It speaks to me. Pastor, you're saying that the Lord's coming back on Rosh Hashanah? I am not saying that. I'm saying if he don't, then he's going to miss a good chance. I'm saying that there's a good possibility. I'm saying to you, check your soul. I'm saying to you, check your heart. I'm saying to you that the time is when we need to check our own souls, check our own hearts, check within ourselves. David said, Lord, oh Lord, search me and know me and show me the way everlasting. What he was saying was, Lord, search my heart. Search me, oh God, and show me if there's a way within me that's going to keep me from going to be with you. What am I saying to you today? Lord, search my heart. I'm saying to you to pray that way. Lord, search my heart. Search me. Know me. And I'll guarantee you this. When you pray to the Lord and you ask him to show you if there's any way in your heart that'll keep you from going to heaven, first thing he's going to do is bring it to your heart and mind. He'll do it, I promise you. And just as soon as he does, you know what your responsibility is there? It's called repent. It's called having godly sorrow because of the sin in your life. Repent and ask the Lord to forgive you and ask the Lord to put it under the blood so that if the trumpet should sound and we hear the voice of the archangel and the shout from God, you're ready to go. There's one thing I want. There's one thing I live for. That's for all of you to be in heaven when I get there. I want to see you there. I do not want to think about you not making it to heaven because there's only one other choice. There's only one other alternative. That alternative is hell. I'll ask you today to check your heart. I'll ask you today to pray to the Lord and say, Lord, search me and know me. Show me if there's a way within me that'll keep me out of heaven. Can we pray that way now? Hallelujah. Father God, I am your servant, and I pray before you, O Lord, seeking your face. I'm your man. I belong to you. But Lord, if there's any wicked way in me, if there's any evil way in me, O God, I ask you, show it to me now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, forgive me. Father, help me. Help me to overcome. Sanctify my heart, my soul, my mind, and my body that I can overcome. Help me, dear Lord, to keep my record right. Help me, dear Lord, to make sure that my election in heaven is secure. Lord, I thank you for dying upon the cross, for paying for my sin, for your forgiveness, for your grace and mercy. Lord, if there's any wicked way in me, I ask your forgiveness. I want us to do this prayer this way. Everybody know this five-finger prayer? Simple prayer. We pray it this way. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for saving me, oh God. I thank you for writing our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. For all those over the live stream, dear God, that have accepted you today, I thank you and praise you. For all those in the parking lot today, dear God, that got their sins under the blood, I thank you. For all those on the radio today, dear Lord, that have accepted you in their hearts, I praise and magnify your name and thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for attending this morning. I want to thank you all for coming and being a part of this service. It's a beautiful congregation today. You may have heard me make mention of the radio a couple of times. Just so you'll know, we have been being broadcast on the radio during Sunday morning service for the past 3 or 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. And even right now, we're being broadcast. Thanks to Sister A.Z. Hubbard and Save News. If you will contact her on her page on Facebook, she can show you how to log in and find it. Of course, you won't be able to listen to it because you're here. Let's pray the prayer of dedication today. Can we do that? Father God, we're so thankful today for your anointing, for your blessing upon this service. We're thankful, dear God, for your love and grace and mercy. We thank you, dear Lord, for those that have accepted you and for those who have rededicated their lives to you today. We're thankful, dear God, for the fact that you're coming to take us home so that we can be with you in heaven in eternal glory forever. Father, I thank you for this service today, for the music, for the anointing, and for those who are here. And I ask your blessing to be upon us, dear God, as we depart and go our separate ways. Keep us safe, healthy, and protected until we should return together again at the next appointed time. Bless our homes, our families, our finances, our spouses and children, our places of business, and our property, dear God, that everyone that looks upon us would see you and see your hand and know that you're real and that you love your children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, saints. We'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have fellowship dinner in the fellowship hall immediately following service tonight. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you later.
Our worship music service is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, and our CCLI Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., with fellowship dinner following the service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church with the flood at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page, Haven of Hope Church. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.